Skies will be mostly cloudy through the afternoon hours with the risk of passing showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in a couple of spots as a cold front makes an approach from southern Canada and the Niagara frontier. The front will head in our direction through the afternoon and into the evening. A south-to-southwest wind flow ahead of the front should help temperatures climb through the 70s, but it'll be difficult to get above the 80-degree mark with the extensive clouds and showers. Any locations that do see some sunshine should make it into the lower 80s. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible. Also areas of fog with temperatures back into the 60s. As the front tracks off the eastern seaboard tomorrow, we'll have a return to some sunshine. Still, clouds will mix in with some instability in the air. In fact, we do run the risk of a passing shower, maybe even a thunderstorm, especially across the higher terrain. We'll also pick up a northwest breeze, which will be gusty at times, keeping temperatures in the middle to upper 70s. A little bit more of an autumn-like feel, despite a return to full sunshine on Friday. It'll be breezy and a little bit cool, highs in the lower to mid-70s. It stays nice with high pressure and control through the balance of the holiday weekend. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. It'll be in the 70s on Saturday, back up to 80 on Sunday, and we'll warm it into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies on Monday for the holiday. By the time we reach Tuesday, some clouds will start to mix in, but it'll still remain mild with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a hurricane watch has been issued for the northern Gulf Coast of Florida from the Anclote River to Indian Pass in advance of Tropical Depression 9, which is located about 415 miles west-southwest of Tampa, Florida, and is currently stationary. A north-northeastward motion is expected to begin later today, and a turn toward the northeast with increasing forward speed is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone will approach the northwest Florida coast in the warning area tomorrow afternoon. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today, and it could be near hurricane strength by the time landfall occurs. Meanwhile, the Hurricane Center's tracking Tropical Depression 8. This depression is currently located about 135 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and it's moving to the northeast at 15 miles per hour away from the coast. This general motion with an increase in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is still possible, and the depression could become a tropical storm later today, but all watches and warnings have been discontinued for the Outer Banks. And in the Pacific, Hurricane Madeline is located 140 miles east-southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Madeline is moving toward the west near 14 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Steady weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Madeline is forecast to weaken to a tropical storm tonight or tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Madeline will pass dangerously close to the Big Island later today, and hurricane warnings have been issued. Torrential rain, high winds, and damaging surf are all likely.
For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 93, set in 1953, and the record low, 37, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clouds and a few showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers around tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today, a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, still a passing shower, thunderstorm possible, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, cool Friday, mid 70s. In the mid 70s with mostly sunny skies again on Saturday. More sunshine for Sunday with highs back to 80. On Labor Day for Monday, mostly sunny in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.